5 on the season. These two teams have not played this season. I think they had one common opponent and both beat Clarinda in shutouts earlier. So Trainer entering the game with the last rankings being out July 5th. Trainer was ranked number 9, Wayne number 3. So it should be a good matchup between two teams that have excellent pitching. On paper, Wayne appears to be deeper batters than Trainer, but you play the game between the lines and not on paper, so we'll see how that'll end up. Wayne will be the visiting team for tonight, wearing their traditional uniforms, black pants, black sleeveless tops, saying Lady Falcons in white lettering, and the head coach for the Falcons is Heather Fortune, and for the Trainer Cardinals, the head coach is Joellen Travis. It is Coach Fortune's 5th year with the Falcons, 2nd trip to the state tournament here in Fort Dodge. 2 years ago, Cassandra Darr was the 2A player of the year and led the Falcons all the way to the championship game before bowing to a very tough VCLUW squad. And 5 of the starters from that team are back tonight. The crux of this team is made up of sophomores, and but the leader really is the leadoff batter. Wayne will be the visitors. The leadoff batter for Wayne is number 5 catcher Lauren Tilley, a senior, 2-time All-State catcher for the Lady Falcons. Excellent player, and Coach Fortune says if she gets on to start the game, the team just seems to feed off that, and they take off there and have a very good offensive night. Wayne comes in leading the 8-2A teams at the state tournament here in runs scored per game and also the fewest runs given up per game. So unlike a couple of years ago where they sort of surprised their way there, this is a team that very much deserves to be here and is the number 2 seed in the Class 2A tournament. Batting 2nd for the Lady Falcons, playing first base, number 12, Hannah Lane. Batting 3rd, third baseman, number 91, Brennan Banks. And batting cleanup and pitching, number 98, Brianna Fortune, Coach Fortune's daughter. Batting 5th, playing shortstop, number 99, Emily Bellin. And then in center field, number 15, Shania Austin. At second base, number 20, Dally Veach. Hitting 8th in right field, number 24, Raquel Ralph. And batting 9th, the designated player, number 11, Marianne Downs. And she will bat for the left fielder, number 95, flex player Mandy Gassman. So there's your starting 10 for the Lady Falcons. On the mound, Brianna Fortune. Behind the plate, Lauren Tilley. And from around the infield at first, Anna Lane. Second base, Dally Veach. Shortstop, Emily Bellin. Third base, Brennan Banks. Left field, Mandy Gassman. Center field, Shania Austin. Right field, Raquel Ralph. And for Trainer, the home team tonight, they are wearing white uniforms with red lettering. It appears as though they have shorts instead of the full pants. So I imagine they will have a much cooler night than the Lady Falcons. The way the field sits, the home dugout is shaded from the afternoon sun, whereas the Lady Falcons will catch a little bit of sun through the chain link fence on the first base side of the ballpark. Leading off for Trainer, number 7, center fielder Alex Snyder. Playing second base, number 1, Alexis Rogers. Batting 3rd, number 6, catcher Kate Killinger. And the cleanup hitter will be designated player number 19, Kaylee Christensen. Next up, number 22, shortstop, Lexi Killinger. 15, Emma Feeney. Right fielder, number 18, Haley Achenbaugh. At third, number 13, Gracie Myers. And batting ninth, left fielder, number 2, Maddie Jacobson. The flex player is the pitcher, number 5, Madison Keyser. So the players are going to come out for the formal introductions to the crowd. And we will be ready for some softball here. We'll take a 2-minute break real quick. You're listening to Lady Falcon softball from the state tournament, brought to you by Wayne County Farm Bureau and John Fry on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Summer is in full swing, and so is the action at Principal Park. The iCubs have plenty of hard-hitting promotions scheduled, like the Superstars, the Famous Chicken, and a 4th of July holiday fireworks show that you won't want to miss. To view the entire promotions calendar or to order tickets, visit iowacubs.com or you can call 515-243-6111. Iowa Cubs baseball, come for the fun, stay for the game.
Pekin Insurance Company and the new MDL Insurance Agency servicing Southern Iowa are offering personal and business insurance with good old-fashioned customer service. Pekin Insurance will provide you with peace of mind from an approaching storm, peace of mind from an accident, and life insurance for peace of mind. Whether it's business or personal insurance, call MDL Insurance Services at 641-872-1616. We can also be reached at www.mdlinsuranceservices.com.
Farmers Insurance presents Rascal Flatts. The new tour, Changed. The ultimate live music experience with four of the hottest country music bands all on the same stage. Rascal Flatts. Sunday, August 19th, 7 p.m., the Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines with special guests, Little Big Town, Eli Young Band, and Eden's Edge. Rascal Flatts. Sunday, August 19th, 7 p.m., the Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines. Reserve seats are on sale now through Ticketmaster outlets in the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. For more information, call 800-545-FAIR or visit iowastatefair.org. Go to rascalflatts.com for more info. Rascal Flatts, the new tour, Changed.
Welcome back to state softball tournament action live from Fort Dodge, Harlan Rogers Field. The Lady Falcons are being introduced to their faithful, several wearing the official Falcon black shirt in the 97-degree heat. And somebody's going to get a talking to about that decision, I'm sure. But in any event, the Lady Falcons again enter the game with a 31-3 record. The 31 wins being a school record, topping the previous high water mark of 27 achieved 2 years ago when they made it to the state championship game. Also, I told the Lady Falcons for the very first time this year completed a home season undefeated, and in the Pride of Iowa Conference in which the Lady Falcons play and were co-champions this year. That is very, very good feat. Indeed, several state tournament teams over the years, including a Martinsdale St. Mary's team that is here at the state tournament in Class 1A, and I believe is the top seed in the 1A tournament. For the Lady Falcons, again, five starters returning from that team 2 years ago, including Lauren Tilley, who went 3-for-11 with a run scored and an RBI 2 years ago, making the all-tournament team. Hannah Lane went 1-for-8 with a run scored and 2 RBIs. Brennan Banks 2-for-6 with 1 run, 1 RBI. Brianna Fortune 2-for-8 with 2 runs scored, 1 driven in. And Emily Bellin with 3 hits and 9 at-bats and 2 runs scored for the Lady Falcons. And keep in mind that Banks and Bellin and Fortune were just out of 8th grade 2 summers ago when that team achieved all the way to the championship game. For Trainer, they were at the state tournament last summer. in Class 1A and now are in 2A with the five classes that the state has gone to. And they lost all three games here at the state tournament last year, so not as successful as they wanted. They did graduate three All-State performers, and so they had to make several replacements, including pitcher, but their pitcher, Keyser, this year has been outstanding and looks to be a very formidable foe tonight. The teams are in their respective dugouts. The umpire is dusting off the plate. For people who have not been to Rogers Field here in Fort Dodge, it's 200 feet down the foul lines in both directions, and 200 feet to center as well, with an 8-foot fence. Trainer is in the field now warming up, and I've got a seat right behind home plate. We'll see what Keyser's got on her her fastball as she begins her warm-ups, and her first pitch is a pretty good one. She's got some speed to her, and Lauren Tilley will be leading off for the season. Lauren, one of the few Lady Falcons who did not bat 300 on the season, but her contribution to this team is immeasurable. She had 272 putouts, 12 assists in 288 chances. That's only four errors and a 986 fielding percentage for a catcher, and that is tremendous. So Lauren Tilley, very experienced. Nothing seems to rattle her, and she will get the first crack at Keyser tonight. Lauren, a right-handed batter, looking down to Coach Fortune for some signs. And we are about to start softball. Umpire checking with his partners, giving the sign to the pitcher. Keyser is going to be ready. Lauren Tilley steps in, and the righty with the closed stance swings at the first pitch, pops it down the right field line, foul and out of play. Strike one on Lauren. A little bit late on the pitch. Madison Keyser. Looking to rubbing the ball on her shorts, winding up, throwing to Lauren, and that one is in there, take it for strike two. Oh and two on Lauren Tilley. Ball is inside and low, 1-2. Lauren is a very quotable Falcon, and we'll try to get an interview with her after the game. Outside for ball two. 2-2 on Lauren Tilley. Leadoff batter for the Lady Falcons here at the State Softball Tournament, Class 2A, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. And the pitch is hit down the third baseline. Bobble by the third baseman. Tilley's safe at first. That'd have been a tough play anyway. I would, it being ruled an error. So E5 on that. Good. And stepping in for the Lady Falcons, Hannah Lane, the right-handed batting first baseman. Squares the bunt, but is high and outside. Pulls it back, and it is ball one. Third base, well in, looking for a bunt, and Hannah popped it up down third base line, caught by the third baseman in foul territory for out number one. That will bring up the third baseman, Brennan Banks. affectionately known as Dingus, banks a hard-hitting right-hander. Looks at strike one. Still no hits for the Falcons, but Tilly's on first base. One out. And Banks crowding the plate. Catcher sets up outside, swings through it. Strike two. Getting some encouragement from the fans. Catcher sets up outside, way outside is the pitch, one and two. Tilly not much of a lead over at first. Banks hits it up in the air to center. The center fielder going back, it's off her glove, on the ground, and Tilly holding halfway, only makes it to second, but it appears as though that'll be the second error of the inning. Tilly advancing to second, Banks making it to first, and on the error by the center fielder, bringing up cleanup hitter Brianna Fortune, who hit over 500 on the season. Pitch is outside, that's ball one. Fortune, also a sophomore. And the 1-0 pitch is also outside, 2-0. 533 on the year, 810 was their slugging percentage, on-base percentage of 588. So she's on base a lot. 2-0 to Fortune. Takes it on the outside corner, 2-1. Tilly wandering a little further off second base with each pitch. Setting up outside, pitch is low, it's ball three. Tilly well off second. Catcher chases her all the way back to the mound. Takes a lot to rattle Lauren Tilly, though. 3-1 is the count on the cleanup hitter, Fortune. Down the middle, swings through it, full count. Top of the first, full count, one out. Runners on first and second for the Lady Falcons, and the cleanup hitter, Brianna Fortune, at the plate. Keezer winds, delivers, Banks fouls it, or Fortune fouls it off the catcher's mask and behind to the backstop. Emily Bellin waiting on deck. Count remains full on Fortune. Brianna swings, misses. Strike three. Two outs on the inning. First strikeout for Keither. And number 99, shortstop, Emily Bellin stepped in. Close stance. Right-hander. The right-handed Keither winds and delivers down the middle. Swung and a miss. Bellin with a big cut. She's not getting cheated. The ladies took some batting practice over the weekend off of former Falcon great Cassandra Darr, and Coach Fortune said they look very good. Swing and a miss on a low pitch. 0-2 now on Bellin. Emily Bellin looking at the 0-2 pitch. It's on the outside part, and he called it a strike. That's two strikeouts on the inning. The Falcons go down without a run. Lead two with two errors on the Cardinals. After a half inning, it is scoreless, and we are bringing you live softball action from the state softball tournament in Fort Dodge, brought to you by the Wayne County Hospital on Thunder Country, KIIC.
I know you have been planning our vacation for months, but you've never told me who's watching the dogs.
The friendly staff at Garber's Animal Health Center in Albia. The dogs will be comfortable with their large air-conditioned facility.
I didn't know they offered boarding at the clinic.
Yeah, and our dogs will get a vacation too. I opted for an additional walk every day, treats, and one-on-one playtime. And while I'm at the spa for the day, the dogs will get groomed and a pedicure too.
Give your dogs a vacation this summer by boarding them at Garver's Animal Health Center. Call 932-3455 or visit us online at albertvet.com.
One more.
Hey, Southside Louie, I just had the most fantastic 10-ounce hand-breaded tenderloin from the Southside Canteen Restaurant on North Davis in Ottumwa. Of course, I already had tried the awesome loose meat burger and the hand-dipped corn dog. The Southside Canteen at 278 North Davis in Ottumwa. Dine in, carry out, and local delivery to businesses and institutions. Stop by and see Southside Louie at the Southside Canteen on North Davis in Ottumwa. 641-954-9040.
And welcome back to the State Softball Tournament Class 2A action. Opening game for the Wayne Lady Falcons and the Trainer Cardinals. And we're in the bottom of the first, and leading off for the Cardinals, a left-handed slap hitter punches it through, fielded by Bellin in the hole, but doesn't have a play. Alex Snyder will get a base hit off Brianna Fortune. And now, Alexis Rogers, the second baseman. Rogers, also a lefty, takes ball one. Banks in at third. Choking up, pitches outside. Ball two. 2-0 on Alexis Rogers. Spoke with Coach Fortune earlier. She said Brianna is not nervous about playing the game, but would be extremely nervous about an interview afterward. Pop foul and out of the reach of Brennan Banks. Two balls and a strike. Fortune with 264 strikeouts on the season. Bunted foul down the third base line. Evening the count, 2-2 now. Fortune winds and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number one for Brianna Fortune. Came back from a 2-0 count to get the K. Catcher Kate Killinger is next. Right-handed batter, one out. Down the middle, Tilly throws to second. The steal attempt, she's in there. Safe is the call. Head-first slide on that one. Great throw by Tilly. But a good jump by Alex Snyder, and she swipes second base. Still with one out now. The pitch was called a ball on Kate Killinger. Swing and a miss on the second pitch, 1-1. Trainer with white shorts and white tank tops, much cooler uniforms. Swing and a miss on strike two, and it's 1-2 now with one out. Bottom of the first inning, scoreless. The only hit of the game, Alex Snyder. She's standing on second base, trying to make up for her error earlier in the inning. That one gets away from Tilly, back to the screen. Snyder takes third. Count goes to 2-2 now. It did touch Tilly's glove. I imagine that'll be ruled a pass ball. The pitch was high. Strike three on the batter attempting to bunt with two strikes. Swung right through it. Two strikeouts now for Fortune, and the designated player, number 19, Kaylee Christensen, will step to the plate. A right-handed batter with teammate Alex Snyder standing on third base and two outs. Hard line drive, foul down the first base line. Out had a solid connection on that one, but very late, and fouled it almost into the Falcon dugout. Fortune now winds and delivers again, right down the middle, strike two. 0-2 now to Christensen, the cleanup hitter for the Trainer Cardinals. And we would like to thank Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola for bringing you this broadcast. Swing and a foul ball. Tilly throws, or not a foul ball, Tilly throws her out. And so Christensen goes down, and Fortune ends up striking out the side after giving up a leadoff single. After one full inning of play, we are scoreless, and you are listening to live state softball tournament action brought to you by Barker Implement, your John Deere dealer, with stores in Leon, Albia, Knoxville, and five other locations. We'll be right back.
At Bruxford's Decorating Center, we're celebrating 33 years in business with an anniversary sale all month long. It's a store-wide sale featuring special pricing on all in-stock furniture and bedding and exclusive pricing on appliances. We're also giving away free pork patties, sweet corn, and ice cream with qualifying purchases. Help us celebrate 33 years in business with our huge anniversary sale all month long at Bruxford's Decorating Center in downtown Pella.
Make the Appanoose County Fair the highlight of your summer beginning July 16th with the crowning of the queen followed by sky candy. That's right, fireworks! Sponsored by First Iowa State Bank. July 17th, dig in for the annual pie auction at 5 p.m. Mutton Bustin' for ages 3 to 7 starts at 7, and at 7:30, TNC Rodeo takes the main arena. Daily admission is $7 and Saturday $10. Go to the fair and brag about it.
Let's go, little baby!
Welcome back to State Softball Action, live on Thunder Country. Leading off the second inning for the Lady Falcons, Shania Opton. And she takes an outside pitch for ball one. Second pitch is on the outside corner for strike one, and we are even at 1-1. Keys are working very rapidly. Gets back on the mound, and fires low and inside. Swing and a miss. Good hard cut. Couldn't catch up to that fastball. Keezer. Count is 2-2 now. We're in the top of the second. Scoreless. Lady Falcons looking for their first hit. A couple of cardinal errors in the first inning. Fouled off the fifth. Austin remains alive, 2-2. Keezer winds, delivers, it's outside, full count. Freshman working the count very well right now. Steps out, collects herself, and right back in, right-handed batter. Swing and a miss, strike three. We thought this might be a pitcher's duel, and it's turning into that. Both pitchers with three strikeouts now. We're in the top of the second. Next up for the Falcons, at second base, number 20, Dally Veach. Unafraid is Veach, and a hard cut fouls it over the backstop out of play. Timing was pretty good on that pitch. Keezer's keeping the ball low and working the outside corner so far. Goes back at it, but this one gets up on her, and it's 1-1. Nobody on and one out for the Lady Falcons. Swing and a miss, strike two. 1-2 on Austin. Thanks to Bingham Construction in Sheraton for bringing this game. And a changeup barely gets across the plate, but Austin stands, thought it was low. Umpire says, no, that's strike three. Four Ks now for Keezer. And the batter will be right fielder, number 24, Raquel Ralph, a junior. The right-handed Ralph steps in, and the screwball comes back over the plate, strike one. That was like a very low Epis pitch on straight three to Beach. Ball one. One and one. You don't see a ball come in that slow without much arch. But it barely crossed the plate. Swings through it. Strike two on Ralph. Lady Falcon batters are having trouble with Keezer. Ralph batting 235 on the season. That pitch is across the plate, but low. And the count goes even at 2-2. Two outs, no one on for the Lady Falcons here in the top of the second. And poked by Ralph. One hopper to the second baseman. Throws her out. And that'll retire the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no Lady Falcons left. After an inning and a half, we're still scoreless. You're listening to State Softball Action live from Fort Dodge. Brought to you by B&D Auto in Sheraton on Thunder Country KIIC.
We all know gas prices are high out there, and we also know there's a new dollar store in Albia called Dollar Plus, where you don't have to spend dollars at the pump. Come inside and spend dollars with us, where over 1,000 items are only $1. We're on the south side of the Albia Square, and we're open and ready for you to shop with us. Some of the items we carry are party supplies, gift bags, kitchen supplies, do-it-yourself supplies, and of course, toys for the kids. We'll see you Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Dollar Plus.
It's ridiculous.
The biggest days of the year. It's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Ridiculous
days at Mahaska Drug in Oskaloosa.
Ridiculous.
Mahaska Drug, ridiculous days like no other anywhere. Great specials outside and inside the store. There's something for everyone at ridiculous prices. For the very best bargains, look to Mahaska Drug this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The sale is so big, it takes 3 days to sell it all. Ridiculous days, 205 North E Street in Oskaloosa.
Ridiculous days.
Welcome back to State Softball Action on Thunder Country. And the hitter for the Cardinals is Lexi Killinger, the shortstop. Swings and misses on strike one. And lobs a lazy fly to Raquel Ralph in right field for out number one. That'll bring up number 14, Emma Feeney, playing first, and she fouls one right back at me. Strike one. Got a little bit of shade here at Harlan Rogers Field, but right behind the plate, and the wind is blowing out. Bunt in front of the plate. Oh, it hits the batter of the plate. Ruled foul, so that'll be strike two. 0-2 on Feeney, the first baseman. And doesn't always take the bunt out of the realm of possibility in softball, but it is fouled out of play on the third pitch. It's still 0-2. Fortune toes the rubber. Swing and a foul ball right back at me over Tilly's glove. Remains 0-2. One out, no one on here in the bottom of the second inning. We're scoreless. Only one hit so far in the game, and that was the leadoff hitter for the Cardinals in the first, Alex Snyder. Another foul ball down the first base line, out of play by Feeney. And Fortune confidently steps up, rocks, and unloads another foul ball. Feeney just barely getting a piece of these. That's four consecutive foul balls. All six pitches to Feeney this inning have been strikes, as were both pitches to Killinger. That one's low. Ball one. Wouldn't you know it? Jinxer. Sorry, Brianna. Banks in a little bit at third. Grounded down the first base line. Hannah Lane lets it go foul. thrown back in by Raquel Ralph. Lady Falcons' only losses on the season were to Martinsdale St. Mary's. Another foul out of play to the first base side. They lost at Martinsdale and twice at Osceola to a very good Clark team who fell one game short of the state tournament. Martinsdale with only two losses on the year, 1-2 Wayne. An inside pitch ruled a ball. Feeney has really fought Fortune on this one. And the swing and a miss puts down Emma Feeney. A great at bat, but Brianna Fortune comes out on top on that one. Third strikeout of the game. And the batter will be right fielder, number 18, Haley Akinbaugh. Strike one on the first pitch. Again, 264 strikeouts by Brianna on the season. Very good total. Opponents only batted 124 off her on the whole season. Tries to bunt on strike on pitch two, and it ends up 0-2 the count. Two down, nobody on. 0-2 the count on Haley Akinbaugh, the right fielder for Trainer. Lady Falcons looking to get out of the heat. Ball one. Lane and Banks in on the corners. Inside, ball 2-2. Beach and Bellin playing short also. Swing and foul ball to the right side, out of play. 2-2, and thanks to Hammer Medical for sponsoring this evening's broadcast. And this is a doubleheader of sorts. We will be bringing you Sheridan Baseball versus Pellet later on this evening. That's high. Full count now on Akinbaugh. Sheridan will take on Pellet live from Knoxville at 7 p.m. or at the conclusion of this game. Back past Fortune. Beach field, it throws. Safe at first. Akinbaugh beats it out. Ball barely got by Fortune. And Dally Beach hustled over. It's ruled an error. And I'm not sure the error might go to first baseman Hannah Lane, who bottled it somewhat. Gracie Myers, the third baseman, bunts the first pitch foul. It's 0-1. With Haley Akinbaugh on first base. Swing and a miss. Strike two. And in the air, into the outfield for a base hit by Myers. A clean single to center. And now the number 9 hitter, left fielder, Maddie Jacobs at number 2 with runners on first and second. Two hits now. Fouled right back. 0-1. Two hits for the game for Trainer. And error this inning by the Lady Falcons to have runners at first and second with two out. Looked as though Fortune might cruise through the inning. Jacobson squares to bunt and fouls it back, 0-2. Banks was charging hard from third on that one. 0-2 on the number 9 hitter. And strikeout. Number 4 for Brianna Fortune gets out of the jam. And after two complete, we are still scoreless here at Fort Dodge at the State Softball Tournament. You're listening to live action brought to you by Horton Floor Covering in Humiston. on Thunder Country KIIC. We'll be right back.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422.
Let Community First Credit Union fuel your fun this summer. For a limited time only, purchase or refinance a new or used vehicle and lock in a fixed rate as low as 2.99% APR and enter to win one of five $100 gas cards. Visit any of our 15 convenient locations or apply online for a quick approval process. Hurry in and let CFirst fuel your next road trip, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is the annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. No purchase necessary. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
And welcome back to State Softball Action. Freshman Marianne Dance steps in. The lefty takes the first pitch low. She's the designated player batting for Mandy Gassman, who plays left field for the Lady Falcons. Downs fouls the second pitch back, and it's 1-1. On the season, Downs batting .337 with a .533 slugging percentage. Earned her way onto this roster. And it's now 1-2. Outside, ball two. Downs with batting gloves on each hand, holding the bat high, looking at a low pitch. The count goes full. Be great to get a leadoff hitter on, get things going with the top of the order coming up. Swing and a miss. Strikeout of Downs. That's out number one. Strikeout number five for Keezer. Now back to the top of the order, Lauren Tilley coming up. Lauren goes without batting gloves at all and hits a high pop-up in the infield. Third baseman comes over, squeezes it for out number two. F5 for Tilley will bring up Hannah Lane with nobody on. Two outs here in the third inning. Brennan Banks on deck. Lane takes low for ball one. Pretty standard defense for Hannah. Outfield fairly deep, high outside. Ball 2-0. This would be a good opportunity to get a batter on, get the meat of the order up. Swing and a miss. 2-1 now, the count to Hannah. Looks over at Coach Fortune. Coach was very impressed with the work ethic of this team. They showed up at 6 o'clock on Thursday mornings for hitting practice before school all winter long. Swings through strike two, and the count has gone to 2-2 on Hannah Lane. Many mornings, Coach Fortune said the girls were waiting on her. And strike three as Hannah swings through another one. Strikeout number six for Keezer, and the Falcons go down in order in the third after 2.5 innings. Wayne 0, Trainer 0. This is live state girls softball tournament action brought to you by Heason Pharmacy on Thunder Country KIIC. We'll be right back.
Breaking news coming from Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, where they have 20-inch by 20-inch carpet tiles, regularly $2.19 a square foot, now just 99 cents a square foot. And ceramic tiles, regularly $2.29 a square foot in two colors, now less than a dollar at 89 cents a square foot. Get that flooring project done with these great breaking news clearance price specials at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. We'll keep you posted for more news coming from Southern Iowa's largest floor store, Modern Floor.
Versatility comes standard in all John Deere products, but for one final month at Barker Implement, versatility comes standard in the pricing too. Low prices and the lowest possible financing rates are available on some of the best-selling products for the season. John Deere's Gators, compact utility tractors, lawn and garden tractors. Learn more about the John Deere Green Tag event ending at the end of May at ebarkers.com or visit any of our 8 Barker Implement locations. Powered by green, driven by values.
And we're back at state softball action. The leadoff batter for Trainer was the leadoff hitter, Alex Snyder, and she slapped one that gets under the glove of a slow roller, but it gets under the glove of Brianna Fortune, and she beats it out before Dally Beach could throw her out. Her second hit of the game, Banks fields the bunt cleanly, throws it into left, right field, and gets by Raquel Ralph, running down the line, all the way around to score is Snyder. Lexus Rogers gets to third base on the error. All the way around to score is Alex Snyder. Trainer has taken a 1-0 lead. Bringing up Kate Killinger now. Nobody out. A little huddle at the mound by the Lady Falcons. They are now down 1-0 in the bottom of the third inning. The second hit of the game by Alex Snyder led off the inning, but again, not a good contact made on the Fortune pitch. And then on the first pitch to Lexus Rogers, a bunt fielded cleanly by Brennan Banks, but thrown wildly. Gets out into right field, and the three-base error has given Trainer a 1-0 lead, and they're threatening more with nobody out and a runner on third. The number three hitter, catcher Kate Killinger, number six, steps into the box against Brianna Fortune. First pitch is down the line and a throw to third. Rogers is back. Pitch was high, ball one. Fortune winds and it's grounded, or hit hard. Emily Belling gets a glove on it, but just knocks it down. That'll be a hit. Rogers scores on the play. And the RBI will go to Killinger on that one. And there'll be a pinch runner, number 10, for a courtesy runner for the catcher, Killinger. And that is number 10 will be a Chelsea Cooper. Bringing up the cleanup here, Christensen. Designated player with a runner on first. Swing, little grounder to Bellin, and she has trouble fielding it. Safe at second. That's ruled an error on Emily Bellin, the shortstop. Two errors now in the inning for the Falcons. They look rattled in the field, and Lexi Killinger, the shortstop, steps into the batter's box. Runners on first and second, still no one out. Squares to bunt, gets it down, fielded by Banks, throws to Lane, out at first. Runners both advance. So there is an out in the inning now for the Lady Falcons. On the sacrifice by Killinger, bringing up Emma Feeney. Foul back, out of play, 0-1. Well, Killinger and Kate Killinger and Kaylee Christensen did get some good contact on Fortune, but otherwise the balls have not been hard hit. That is fouled again back out of play. 0-2 the count. Runners on second and third. One down. Need a strikeout here. And gets it. Feeney goes down on strike, making two outs. Six strikeouts now for Fortune. And the batter will be right fielder number 18, Haley Akibaugh. Fouled off to the right, beyond the Falcon fans in the stands. And it's 0-1, but Wayne found themselves trailing now. 2-0, not out of the woods yet. Two runners in scoring position. And the seven hitter is up, looking at strike two right down the middle. 0-2 on Haley Akibaugh. And a swing foul ball. Fortune only gave up 29 earned runs in 34 games on the season. And these scored via error also. Beat hard into the ground, fielded by Austin, throw to first, out. 4-3 is the put out on Akibaugh. The inning mercifully comes to an end, but not before two run score for the Trainer Cardinals on two hit, and they leave two. And after three full innings of play, it's now Trainer 2, Wayne 0. You're listening to live State Girls Softball Tournament action brought to you by Sheraton Ford on Thunder Country KIIC.
When you need to find a part at a price that's right, that red and blue sign is just within sight. Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Quality Power Sports is your place for boat and jet ski rentals on Lake Rathbun. Enjoy all the fun of boating without any of the hassles of boat ownership by renting from Quality Power Sports. We have pontoons, personal watercraft, and ski boats for your enjoyment at the lake. Just call 932-BOAT, that's 932-2628, to reserve your summer fun or stop by the dock at the Honey Creek Resort. Quality Power Sports is your source for summer fun on Lake Rathbun.
And welcome back to State Girls Softball Action in Class 2A, first round, and Wayne is trailing Trainer 2-0. Brennan Banks, the number three hitter, stepping up. Looks at the changeup and fouls it back into the Trainer crowd, 0-1. Banks playing third, had a rough inning, last inning. And her errant throw to first base gave the Cardinals a lead. That pitch is on the knees for strike two. So we're in the top of the fourth, and Brennan Banks, 0-2. Teaser throws it in and pops high in the air in the infield. Fielder scrambling all over and is finally caught by the shortstop for the first out of the inning. Brianna Fortune now, the cleanup hitter and pitcher, steps in. Fortune with five home runs on the season to lead the team. On the outside corner for strike one. Brianna just a sophomore, but was second team All-State last year. and one of the better pitchers and hitters in the state all season this year. That's low for ball one. Evening the count, 1-1. Nobody on here with one out in the top of the fourth. Falcons trailing 2-0. Again low. Keys are being very careful with Fortune. Doesn't want to give back one of the two runs that she got in the top of the inning. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Fortune steps out, talks to her coach. Joe Nikvinda coaching down the first baseline. Heather Fortune, the head coach, down the third baseline. And Brianna steps back in, the right-hander. It's outside, but Fortune swings and gets a good piece of it, but out of play to the right side. Count remains 2-2. One out here in the top of the fourth. Don't forget, later on this evening, 7 p.m., Sheraton versus Pella, live baseball action. There's that deepest pitch of sorts again. This time outside, and the count is full on Brianna Fortune. I would not recommend throwing a pitch like that to a hitter as good as Brianna Fortune. But Geezer gets away with it that time. Next pitch is fouled out of play. Count remains full. Reeve steps in looking for the eighth pitch from Madison Geezer. Hard foul out of play again. Wind picking up here in a little bit at Harlan Rogers Field. We're on Diamond 1, the scene of Wayne's last game here at the state tournament 2 years ago, where they lost the championship game to BCLUW. Fouled and catches the top of the backstop on his way over it. These are having trouble throwing it past Fortune. Here comes pitch number 10 to the Falcon sophomore. Drilled hard to the right field, over the right fielder's head, one hops the fence. Oh, but she played it beautifully, got a perfect bounce right back to her, and holds Fortune to a long single. But the Falcons now have a hit. And a base runner here in the top of the fourth with one out, and Emily Bellin will step in. Courtesy runner will be Olivia Burns, number 93. Olivia, third-degree burns at first base with one out, and Emily Bellin will be the batter. The right-handed shortstop for the Falcons will step in and look to advance the runner. Bellin with one home run on the season. Hit 417 for the course of the year. Fouls this one out of play. 0-1. Ball's coming in all over the place now. They're throwing him over the fence at the umpire. But the one that's important is the one in the myth of Madison Keyser, the trainer pitcher. So with Burns at first, Bellin looks at ball one. 1-1 the count. Fouled back right on it. Just didn't get enough of it, and it's now 1-2 on Emily Bellin. speedy runner at first base, Janiyah Austin, is waiting on deck. Drilled to right, down the line, it's going to fall. Right fielder can't play, it goes down to the ground, it's going to be a double. And the ball comes back into the infield, Burns goes to third. And back-to-back hits by the Falcons have things going now. A little bit of life in the Wayne crowd. And we have second and third with only one out. And the number six hitter, freshman Janiyah Austin, steps in. Austin hitting .392 on the season, and Trainer wants a conference on the mound. So Austin getting a little instruction from Coach Fortune. And now Coach Fortune goes over and gives Olivia Burns a little bit of input onto the strategy here to get this run in. Thanks once again to Bingham Construction in Sheraton for bringing you this ball game tonight. We appreciate their sponsorship. Janiyah on the season with 29 RBIs, looking for 30 and 31 right here. One out. Lays down a bunt toward first, fielded in foul territory by the first baseman. 0-1. That was a safety squeeze as Burns was holding pretty tight to the bag until it was in play. Caesar Wimes delivers another bunt, another foul toward first, and Austin will come back in a hole now, 0-2. Time being called by the trainer coach coming out to talk to the home plate umpire. Oh and two the count, one out, top of the fourth. Runners on second and third for Wayne, and Janiyah Austin at the plate. Outside, ball one. My view is right over the catcher's right shoulder, and so we can tell every one of these pitches fouled out of play. Austin stays alive, 1-2. Falcons trailing by two with two runners in scoring position here in the top of the fourth. An error-plagued game by both teams. As state tournament nerves are coming up, the Ethos pitch, she's going to that well pretty often, but this one's 2 feet outside, and Austin doesn't have a chance to swing at it. High and outside. Full count now on Austin. Runners on second and third. Dally Veach waiting on deck. Here comes the full count pitch by Keezer. Fouled out of play again to the right. Austin not fooled on any of these pitches. Just looking to put some more of the bat onto the ball. Foul back over the catcher's head, right back at me. Janiyah Austin, again, just a freshman. Had 38 hits in 97 at-bats this season. Scoring 27 times, driving in 29. So it's grounded into the infield, bobbled a little bit by the catcher. She's coming home, and they're out at the plate. Throw to third is safe at third. Burns gunned down at the plate for the shortstop after popping the grounder. So it's a fielder's choice, giving Schneier off to second base. Emily Ballantyne third. And on the 6-2 play, Burns gunned down at the plate. Here's Dally Veach. Outside for ball one. Late start on that by Burns. It was kind of a squib toward the shortstop, and she was charging it as though she might catch it. Beach in the air toward short, backing up, and hauls it in. F6 gets the trainer out of the jam. No runs for the Falcons. They did have a couple of hits and left two runners on base after 3.5 innings of play. It is Trainer 2, Wayne 0. You're listening to live State Girls Softball Tournament action brought to you by Neeson Pharmacy on Thunder Country KIIC.
Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes, garages, and doing remodeling and general repair work since 1972. To be around that long, you must be treating your customers right. So when you need a new home or garage or remodeling work from simple to complex, see Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction and take advantage of 37 years of experience. Call 641-203-0578. That's 641-203-0578.
Let Community First Credit Union fuel your fun this summer. For a limited time only, purchase or refinance a new or used vehicle and lock in a fixed rate as low as 2.99% APR and enter to win one of five $100 gas cards. Visit any of our 15 convenient locations or apply online for a quick approval process. Hurry in and let CFirst fuel your next road trip, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is the annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. No purchase necessary. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back to the Harlan Rogers Field at Fort Dodge, where the Wayne Lady Falcons are taking part in their game one of the state softball tournament. In Class 2A, they trail Trainer 2-0. 8-9-1 hitters for Trainer up this inning. And Gracie Myers has fallen into a 1-2 count against Brianna Fortune. Leading off, Myers playing third. And swing and a miss. She was kind of hit her first at bat, but struck out this time. One out now for Fortune on her seventh strikeout of the game. Left fielder Maddie Jacobson, number 2, is the batter. Fouled back over me, out of play. 0-1. Fortune seems perhaps to have settled down a bit after a rocky third inning where errors gave the Cardinals a couple of runs. This is a single into right field. Gets past Bellin. She picks it up. Now it's going to be safe at second on the hit first slide to Jacobson. Trying to see if that's going to be ruled a double or a single in an error on the right fielder Raquel Rell. It's ruled a double for Maddie Jacobson. One out now, runner on second, and the left-handed leadoff hitter Alex Snyder steps in 2-for-2 already on the day. A running slap to shortstop Ellen, throws to first, safe. B.D. Jacobson with that familiar running slap shot. It's her third hit of the game. She's 3-for-3 on Bellin on Fortune. And the left-handed Lexus Rogers comes in with two. She's way out in front of the batter's box when she lays down the bunt. Fielded by Fortune, thrown to Lane for the out. Boy, she looked like she was a foot and a half out of the batter's box. And the 1-3 putout makes two outs, but the sacrifice gets runners at second and third now with only one out. Kate Killinger, the catcher, is the batter. I'm sorry, two outs on the sacrifice now. Gracie Myers led off the inning, striking out. And so Killinger now with two outs and two runners in scoring position will try to do some damage off Brianna Fortune. Throw down to third is safe. 1-1 is the count on Killinger. We're in the fourth. Home half of the fourth, and Trainer leads 2-0. high fly into short right, past Valley Beach, and in front of Raquel Brown. Both runners will score. The wind, I think, affected that one. A high little pop-up kept drifting back. And Kate Killinger has driven in a couple more, giving Trainer a 4-0 lead. And the courtesy runner will be Chelsea Cooper. Two for three now for Killinger. Kaylee Christensen steps in. She's 0 for 2. First pitch is ball. A little bit high on that one. Fortune rocks, swings, and a foul ball straight back. 0-2. Sorry, 1-1. Cooper, the courtesy runner at first. Christensen, the designated player in the batter's box. And she looks at ball two. Two balls and a strike. Lady Falcons down now 4-0. One of their larger deficits of the year. They lost 4-0 to Clark, and they lost 10-0 to Clark. High fly towards short. And in comes Gassman at the last minute calling off Bellin. Mandy Gassman squeezes it for out number three, but not before two runs come across. And after four full innings of play, Trainer 4, Wayne 0. This is Live State Girls Softball Tournament Action brought to you by D&D Auto in Sheraton on Thunder Country KIIC.
Are you expecting? With the anticipation and excitement of having a baby, you have to decide where to have your baby. When making that choice, choose the best, Wayne County Hospital. I'm Jill Hinkle, a registered nurse and OB supervisor at Wayne County Hospital. Our expertly trained obstetrical team, led by Dr. Joel Wells, is pleased to announce the addition of Emmy Weiss, a certified nurse midwife. This outstanding team provides comprehensive pre- and postnatal care. You and your baby will have the best possible start. Wayne County Hospital is making a difference in our patients' lives every day. We'd like to make a difference in yours. For more information and a tour, call Wayne County Hospital at 641-872-2260. 872-2260.
The BCS, the Super Bowl.
As we enter the fifth inning now, Wayne down to their final nine outs. And it's the 8-9-1 hitters. Raquel Rell, Marianne Downs, and top of the order, Lauren Tilley. Raquel looks at ball one, and second pitch is low. Patience is going to be important here. If Ralph can get on, she's a speedy runner. Nine steals on the season in nine attempts. Swing and a miss, strike one. Probably would normally take on a 2-0 down four runs. But it was right down the middle. And right back, Keezer comes back with strike two, and the count is even at 2-2. Now Raquel needs to find a gap in that Trainer defense. Swing and a miss, strike three. One out now in the Falcon fifth. Strikeout number seven for Keezer. And Marianne Downs, the lefty number nine hitter, designated player, steps in. That is a foul on a check swing. Downs digs around in the batter's box a little bit, steps back up. Here comes Madison Keezer.
Hello, ball one. One and one the count now on Marianne Downs. 337 batter on the year with a home run and 33 RBIs. Outside. 2-1. Here's the pitch from Keyser. Low, and the count goes to 3-1 now. Top of the order on deck is Lauren Tilley. Here's the pitch to Downs, swinging and a ground ball foul down the third baseline. Count goes full. Just two hits for the Lady Falcons. Both of them coming last inning, Brianna Fortune singling and Emily Bellin doubling right afterwards. It'd be good to get those two batters up again this inning. In the air to center for Downs and squeezed by the center fielder, Alex Snyder, for out number two. Back to the top of the order, Lauren Tilley will be the batter. Catcher for the Falcons. Lauren batting 287 on the season. Two-time All-State catcher Lauren Tilley looks at a very high spinning attempt at a curveball that didn't break much, but it was unhittable anyway. Ball one. 1-0 the count on Lauren Tilley. Here comes Geezer, and Tilley grounds it in the hole. Shortstop goes over. Long throw. Safe at first. Tilley beat it out. Big stretch by the first baseman, but unable to get Tilley out. The speedster has the third hit of the game for the Falcons. And Hannah Lane will come up now. Tilley with 10 stolen bases on the season. Hannah Lane hitting 357 on the year. Inside the corner for strike one. Tilley runs for herself. A lot of catchers don't in softball anymore. They take advantage of that courtesy runner, but very savvy base runner and speedy runner as well. Swing and a miss by Lane makes it 0-2. Hannah steps back in. Strikes out for the second time tonight and the third out of the inning. Makes it end of 4.5 innings. Trainer 4, Wayne 0. You're listening to live state girls softball tournament action brought to you by Hammer Medical on Thunder Country, KIIT.
After the wife asked me to look at paint color samples and give opinions on 20 different outfit changes, I really need something that returns me to my manhood. So I escaped to a John Deere skid steer. With all of those attachments, I can scoop, drill, dig, and grind like a landscaping superhero. And I can easily maneuver the skid steer in air-conditioned comfort. My only problem is that the tasks don't last long enough. So I'm back to the curtain patterns in the blink of an eye. Learn more about time-saving John Deere skid steers at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
Sheraton Ford has a fine selection of hard-working pickup trucks for your farm and family. Congratulations, Wayne County softball team. You are tough, and Sheraton Ford is Ford tough.
We are back in Fort Dodge live at the State Girls Softball Tournament. Class 2A action, Wayne Lady Falcons versus the Trainer Cardinals. Trainer leading 4-0 in the bottom of the fifth. And they will have the cleanup hitter leading off this inning. Designated player number 19, Kaylee Christensen, followed by Lexi Killinger and Emma Feeney. First pitch from Brianna Fortune's a strike down the middle, 0-1.
2-2 Killinger. Low, ball one. 1-2 the count. Nobody on. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning with Trainer leading Wayne 4-0. Foul ball. Staying alive. High, ball two, 2-2. The Falcon defense, not at their best tonight. Normally a very good fielding team. Strikeout for Fortune is number 8. And Emma Feeney, the third baseman, or first baseman, will be coming up now, right-handed hitter. Grounded weakly down the third baseline. Banks touches it foul, and it's 0-1. Trainer 25-5 on the season, Wayne 31-3. But what matters right now is 4-0, and that's the score as Feeney drills it into the power alley in left field for a double. And runner on second with one out. And the batter will be Haley Ockenbaugh, the right fielder. Fortune, Ockenbaugh squares to bunt, right back to Lauren Tilley. And it's 0-1. Umpire gives the play to Dusting. Runner retreats back to second. Emma Feeney with a double to left center. Has things going again for Trainer here in the fifth. Again squares, puts down a bunt right by the plate. Tilley throws her out easily at first, but the runner advances to third base. So Trainer not afraid to bunt with one out to get that runner over to third, but there's two now, and the batter will be Gracie Myers. Lifts it up into right center field, and moving over and catching it is the center fielder Shania Austin for the Falcons, out number 3. No runs on one hit, one left. After 5 full, is Trainer 4, Wayne 0. You're listening to State Girls Softball Tournament Action. Brought to you by Sheraton Ford on Thunder Country's KIIC.
Horton Floor Covering, where you go for selection and top-notch service. 106 Broad Street in Humiston, keeping your home comfortable and beautiful. And Horton Floor Covering has your floors covered. They know the girls' softball team has a win covered, too.
My new coworkers at Barker Implement told me deer season would be the perfect time to start my new job. They knew that John Deere hay equipment would be flying out the door, and I would have to learn the ropes at a rapid pace. This is Sue, and you see, deer season allows our customers to save top dollar and offers interest rates as low as they can get on John Deere mower conditioners, balers, and rakes. And you can learn more about these limited time specials at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
And welcome back to Fort Dodge. Wayne trails 4-0 as we go to the sixth inning now. Just 6 outs remaining for the Lady Falcons, but they've got the 3-4-5 hitters coming up in this inning. Brennan Banks, the third baseman. 0-2 on the ninth. And the slow pitch is hit high and deep to left field. Left fielder way back, but catches it. F7, the long out still goes down as one of the 21 needed by Madison Keyser, and she's got 16 of them so far in the books. Brennan Banks flies out to left. Brianna Fortune now, the cleanup hitter and pitcher, steps into the box. Hard swing, fouls it straight back, 0-1. Thanks to Barker Implement for bringing you this game tonight. Barker Implement is your John Deere dealer with stores in Leon, Alvia, Knoxville, and five other locations. Barker Implement. Outside to Fortune, 1-1. Zero, 3-3, the line score for the Lady Falcons, 4-8-2. For Trainer, changeup is lifted into the air to the second baseman and squeezed for the second out of the inning. Trainer crowd getting louder with every out. Two out there in the sixth, and Emily Bellin, the Falcon shortstop, comes to the plate. She is 1-for-2 with a double her last time up. Low stance. Inside pitch, foul back. I got a chance. Oh, couldn't catch it. In my hand, couldn't catch it. I need a glove. Somebody get me a glove. Goes to strike one to Bellin. Madison Keyser looking in. There's two out, nobody on. A little squib toward second. Bellin running hard. The throw is in time. And at the 1-2-3 inning, after 5.5, Trainer 4, Wayne 0. This is live State Girls Softball Tournament action. Brought to you by the Wayne County Hospital on Thunder Country, KIIC. We'll be right back.
Having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. In fact, when you insure both with Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll discount your premium. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. Call John Fry and Corden today to learn more about this opportunity to save on your insurance. And be sure to ask John Fry about life insurance, college, and retirement funding options too. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company. Other products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
And we're back in Fort Dodge, where the number 9 hitter, number 2, left fielder Maddie Jacobson, runs the first pitch foul. Bottom of the 6th inning, Trainer with a 4-0 lead, banks in at the 3rd. Pitch is outside, it's 1-1. Fortune winds and delivers. A little lob over the Bellin's head. It's going to fall. Gassman picks it up on one bounce, throws it in, but that's going to be a single for Maddie Jacobson. Her second hit of the game. Again, not hit hard, but just out of the reach of backpedaling Emily Bellin. Top of the order now, Alex Snyder, 3-for-3 on the night. Steps in with a runner on. Left-handed hitting Snyder. Running start, takes it, ball one. She starts at the very back of the box and is halfway to first base. This one gets on the ground in front of Banks, and Banks couldn't handle the spin. That's going to be ruled a single. Alexis Rogers, the second baseman, steps in. Snyder now 4-for-4 on the ninth, scoring 2 of the 4 runs. Squaring to bunt, but pulling back, looking at a 1-1 count now. squaring again, running it down. Banks picks it up, throws low, wild, gets it into right field. Here comes the run. Ralph throws it in. Second run comes to the plate. The play is safe. A head-first flight at home by Alex Snyder. Two runs scored. That looks familiar. On the three-base error, making the score now 6-0. All the way to third, Lexus Rogers and Kate Killinger will step to the plate. This foul ball is going to be over my head, hitting the dugout behind me. Still need that glove. 0-1 the count. Killinger swings and hits a little soft grounder down third baseline. Banks touches it in foul territory. Killinger retreats back to the plate. This is Kate Killinger, the catcher. Lexus Rogers standing on third with nobody out in the inning. Fouled back out of play. 0-2 on Killinger. Falcons committing four errors so far on the game, and they've all turned into runs. Little partial swing. Safe is the ruling on the appeal to the first base umpire. No swing makes it 1-2 now. And that's strike three. Tilly with a snap throw down to third, but the runner is back. Killinger strikes out for the first out of the inning. Number 9 on the game for Brianna Fortune. Tilly with a good throw down, but Lexus Rogers diving back to third safely. Falcons down 6 runs already. Can't afford to give up another one. Grounder back to the mound. Fortune looks the runner back. Rose over to first in time. The sophomore throws over to Hannah Lane. Two outs now, and nowhere for Rogers to go but back to third on the grounders, right back to the pitcher. Coming up now, number 22, shortstop Lexi Killinger. Two outs now, runner on third, 6-0 the score. Inside pitch, Killinger gets out of the way, ball one. High fly ball into short center field and squeezed by Austin. We're out number 3, but 2 more runs. And they're really starting to mount up now. 6-0 in favor of Trainer. You're listening to State Softball Action brought to you on Thunder Country KIIC by Bingham Construction.
Harold Trailer Sales on Highway 92 West in Indianola is Iowa's largest bighorn dealer. Harold has been serving central Iowa since 1965. There's always a big selection with over 20 floor plans in stock. They carry fold downs, pull behinds, and fifth wheels. They pride themselves with their great service and a large selection of accessories. Whether it's Florida, Texas, or Arizona, see Harold Trailer Sales on Highway 92 before you head south.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, AutoPAP, and BiPAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
6-7-8 hitters up for Wayne in the top of the 7th. Last chance down to their final 3 outs if they want to stay alive for a chance at a state championship here in 2012. and center fielder Shania Austin steps into the batter's box. Carlene Nagvinda with a bat in the on-deck circle. A two-hopper to the third baseman, and she throws out Austin. Out number one, and it looks like Carlene Nagvinda will be pinch-hitting for Dally Beach. And Carly takes ball one. Madison Keyser on the mound. Change up, strike one. 1-1 to the junior, Carly Nagvinda. With one out here in the top of the seventh inning, last chance for the Falcons. In the dirt, 2-1. Carly hitting 357 on the year. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Winner of this game will go on to play the winner of Van Meter and Sumner Fredericksburg. And it appears as though, unless things change dramatically for the Falcons, that'll be Trainer. Strike three in the dirt, but thrown out at first by the catcher is Carly Nagvinda. Two outs now. Eight strikeouts for Madison Keyser, and Raquel Ralph is the last hope for the Lady Falcons. Swing and a miss on strike one. Closed stance for the junior. Teaser winds in the dirt. 1-1. Well, two good pitchers tonight, but the defense behind Brianna Fortune has let her down. Strike one. Strike two. 1-2 to Rell. And the Lady Falcons could be down to their last strike in this game. Their chance at a state championship. Swing and a miss. Rell is out. The game is over. Your final score, Trainer 6, Wayne 0. We will take a break. You're listening to State Girls Softball Tournament Action, brought to you by Harold Trailer Sales on Thunder Country KIIC.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories you need for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. As always, with any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in today and check out the large selection of bows and archery accessories. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Elvia. Summer hours are in effect, so call 932-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.
After the wife asked me to look at paint color samples and give opinions on 20 different outfit changes, I really need something that returns me to my manhood. So I escaped to a John Deere skid steer. With all of those attachments, I can scoop, drill, dig, and grind like a landscaping superhero. And I can easily maneuver the skid steer in air-conditioned comfort. My only problem is that the tasks don't last long enough. So I'm back to the curtain patterns in the blink of an eye. Learn more about time-saving John Deere skid steers at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
Hey, we know a lot can change over the seasons and over the years, but they don't have to be so dramatic. That's why at Neeson Pharmacy, we've remained consistent, serving South Central Iowa for over 20 years. Since 1981, we've been fully computerized to accept more insurance plans, same as chain stores. We offer free delivery, mailing, and prescription consultation. We also carry a variety of cards and gifts from cherished brands like Hallmark, Boyd's Bears, and Tide. Neeson Pharmacy, get well soon.
Horton Floor Covering, where you go for selection and top-notch service. 106 Broad Street in Humiston, keeping your home comfortable and beautiful. And Horton Floor Covering has your floors covered. They know the girls' softball team has a win covered, too.
Breaking news coming from Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, where they have 20-inch by 20-inch carpet tiles, regularly $2.19 a square foot, now just 99 cents a square foot. And ceramic tiles, regularly $2.29 a square foot in two colors, now less than a dollar at 89 cents a square foot. Get that flooring project done with these great breaking news clearance price specials at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. We'll keep you posted for more news coming from Southern Iowa's largest floor store, Modern Floor.
The last seed's in the ground.
Check.
The planter inspected and ready for next year.
Check. Well, Barker Implement will check.
And the tractor that pulls it. This is Sue for Barker Implement. You're going to hear my voice from now on, and you'll like what I have to say if you like saving time and money. Bring in your planter for a John Deere inspection and receive a tractor inspection free.
But the free tractor inspection will only be offered for a limited time.
Learn more at ebarkers.com, powered by green, driven by values.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting a community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Harold Trailer Sales on Highway 92 West in Indianola is Iowa's largest bighorn dealer. Harold has been serving central Iowa since 1965. There's always a big selection with over 20 floor plans in stock. They carry fold downs, pull behinds, and fifth wheels. They pride themselves with their great service and a large selection of accessories. Whether it's Florida, Texas, or Arizona, see Harold Trailer Sales on Highway 92 before you head south.
Welcome back with the Lady Falcons at State Softball Tournament Action 2012 Class 2A have lost their opening round game to the Trainer Cardinals, and the final score is 6-0. Six runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Trainer. No runs, 3 hits, and 4 very costly errors for the Lady Falcons. Only 2 of the 6 runs scored by Trainer were earned. Errors on Banks, a couple of errors by Brennan Banks, and one by Emily Bellin, one by Dally Beach, have cost the Falcons. For Wayne, Lauren Tilly, 1-for-3 on the night. Brianna Fortune, 1-for-3. Emily Bellin, 1-for-3. But the story of the game was Alex Snyder, center fielder for Trainer, 4-for-4 with 3 runs scored. Kate Killinger, the catcher, 2-for-4 with 3 runs batted in, and that was just too much for the Falcons to overcome. Maddie Jacobson also 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored. So Wayne falls to 31-4 on the season. The line score for Fortune, 6 innings pitched, gave up 10 hits, 6 runs, 2 of them earned. Not a walk in the game by either pitcher. 9 strikeouts for Fortune, 10 for Madison Keyser, the winning pitcher. 1 wild pitch by Fortune. Faced 32 batters. And had 4 flyouts, 5 groundouts to go along with her 9 strikeouts. For the winner, Madison Keyser, 7 innings pitched, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, 10 strikeouts. No wild pitches, and she faced 26 batters and had 7 flyouts, 4 groundouts to go along with her 10 strikeouts. Time of the game was 1:25.
doubles on the game went to Emily Bellin, Emma Feeney, and Jacobson, Maddie Jacobson for the Trainer Cardinals. Trainer will advance and play the winner of Van Meter Sumner Fredericksburg on Thursday. Wayne will advance into the consolation bracket, and their next two games will both be played on Wednesday. The first one will be at 10 a.m. on the Veterans Diamond, and then should they win that game, they will play at 2 p.m. For fifth place. And if they lose the first game, they will play at 2 p.m. on the Veterans Diamond for seventh place. So three games guaranteed at the state tournament for the Lady Falcons. Losing the first one, the best now that they can do is fifth place. But let's hope that they can get that accomplished. We've been trying to line up an interview, but it's been difficult both due to the wind here at Harlan Rogers Field and the player availability. They have been ushered off of the field as the grounds crew is getting things ready. It looks like maybe we will not be able to get you an interview while we're still on the air here. We will be going live for the second half of our doubleheader. Sheraton will take on Pella in tournament baseball action. That'll come to you in just a little bit, live from Knoxville at 7 p.m. And let's hope the Chargers can knock off the Dutch and move on in baseball tournament action. But the season comes to an end for the Lady Falcons, their fourth loss of the season. And the first one was to Melcher Dallas, and they avenged that loss. And two losses to the Clark Indians. And now one, the most important one so far, to the Trainer Cardinals, 6-0 here tonight. Six runs, 10 hits, two errors for Trainer, zero runs, three hits, and four very costly errors for the Wayne Falcons. We appreciate you listening, and if you get the opportunity, we ask that you do throw your business toward our sponsors for this evening's broadcast, Community First Credit Union, the Wayne County Hospital, very good sponsor of Falcon Athletics, Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola, Bingham Construction, and John Fry and his staff at the Wayne County Farm Bureau, B&D Auto in Hubbardston, Hammer Medical, Neeson Pharmacy, Sheraton Ford, Horton Floor Covering, and Barker Implement, your John Deere dealer. We're going to take a break. You're listening to live state girls softball tournament action brought to you by those great sponsors here on Thunder Country KIIC. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Horton Floor Covering, where you go for selection and top-notch service. 106 Broad Street in Hubbardston, keeping your home comfortable and beautiful. And Horton Floor Covering has your floors covered. They know the girls softball team has a win covered too.
Having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. In fact, when you insure both with Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll discount your premium. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. Call John Fry and Corden today to learn more about this opportunity to save on your insurance. And be sure to ask John Fry about life insurance, college, and retirement funding options too. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company. Other products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting a community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Harold Trailer Sales on Highway 92 West in Indianola is Iowa's largest bighorn dealer.
Harold has been serving Central Iowa since 1965. There's always a big selection with over 20 floor plans in stock. They carry fold downs, pull behinds, and fifth wheels. They pride themselves with their great service and a large selection of accessories. Whether it's Florida, Texas, or Arizona, see Harold Trailer Sales on Highway 92 before you head south.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, auto-PAP, and bi-PAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories you need for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. As always, with any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in today and check out the large selection of bows and archery accessories. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Elvia. Summer hours are in effect, so call 932-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.
After the wife asked me to look at paint color samples and give opinions on 20 different outfit changes, I really need something that returns me to my manhood. So, I escaped to a John Deere skid steer. With all of those attachments, I can scoop, drill, dig, and grind like a landscaping superhero. And I can easily maneuver the skid steer in air-conditioned comfort. My only problem is that the tasks don't last long enough. So, I'm back to the curtain patterns in the blink of an eye. Learn more about time-saving John Deere skid steers at ebarkers.com. Powered by Green, driven by Baggy.
Welcome back to Fort Dodge. We're coming to you live after the girls' state softball action with the late Wayne Lady Falcons falling to the Trainer Cardinals 6-0. And we have Falcon catcher Lauren Tilley, two-time All-State Falcon catcher Lauren Tilley here. Lauren, congratulations on a great season. 1-for-3 tonight. Any thoughts on tonight's game?
I just, you know, wish you could have came out with the win, but I don't know if this game we did play, what good things happened. Just digging through it. Not giving up.
Yeah. Very few people I know are as competitive as Lauren Tilley, and she does not like to lose. And so this is unfamiliar territory for the Falcons, but a big opportunity to show what you've got in the consolation bracket on Wednesday. Any thoughts on Wednesday's opponent?
No, we're coming for fifth. We want fifth.
Is that a prediction?
Yeah.
You heard it here first, Lauren Tilley predicting a fifth place finish for the Wayne Lady Falcons, and we will hold her to that. It was just hard to get anything going today off of Keezer. She looked very good on the mound. Offensively, we just had trouble putting hits together. What do you think it'll take to secure that fifth place finish?
Well, we definitely got to get our best boys, but I think a lot of that is even the airs on the field out of the dugout. So we've got to be able to let it go and come back ready to hit the ball.
Do you think the black uniforms played a role in this heat?
No, I don't. I think they played well, but they're all here. We get used to it.
So you're not pushing for a white uniform for the Falcons for, okay.
We like all black.
It's the intimidation factor right here from Lauren Pookie Tilley. Also with us, we have Brennan Banks, third base, and Brianna Fortune, the pitcher for the Lady Falcons. And so we're going to let them kind of share the microphone, but you're going to have to hold it close to your mouth. It is Mindy. What's that? Okay, you're going to have to hold the microphone very close to your mouth when you're talking. Brennan. Tough night. I appreciate what it takes to come out. A couple of throws got away, but overall, you played pretty well. It was hard to get the bats going, though.
Yep.
Are you going to go out on a limb like Lauren did and predict a third place or a fifth place finish for the Falcons?
Yep. Have a hard practice tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll get our back to normal. How we did usually hit. We'll see. Go from there, I guess.
what do you think on Keyser on that, I'm calling it an Ephus pitch. Did she throw that to you?
Yeah, I got it. Just, I don't know, got in my head, I guess, but easy pitches don't do that. But I think she threw it pretty much everybody on the team.
Well, again, an outstanding season for you and for Brianna. Appreciate you being here also. We got you down for 9 strikeouts on the game. Looked pretty good. Pitching, they didn't get very many solid hits off you. 1-for-3 at the plate, so pretty good night, even in a loss.
Yeah.
You're going to have to hold that pretty close to your mouth when you speak. This is a woman of few words. We did get yeah from her, but what did you think of Keyser's pitching on the mound?
She's nothing like we haven't seen before. We just got it in our head that we could come to win, and we were thought too much of ourselves. We sure just didn't play her.
Alex Snyder, the leadoff hitter for Trainer, went 4-for-4 with that running slap shot on, from the left-handed batter's box. Did that throw you off any as a pitcher?
Not as much if it wasn't a good first batter and the next batter hit her around.
One day of rest, if you can call it that, will be a pretty hard practice.
Yeah, probably.
Nobody knows Coach Fortune better than the player with the microphone in her hand right now, Brianna Fortune. She's going to be pretty upset at a loss.
Yeah.
You're a pretty driven athlete also, so I would expect that between the two of you young ladies, we ought to see maybe 7 or 8 hits on Wednesday.
Yep, we're coming to play.
You heard it there. A 5th-place finish guaranteed by 3 different Lady Falcons. Thank you so much, ladies, for your time. A team that's very upset about losing, not used to it on the season. But another thing, takes a lot of courage when you come out and face the microphone like Brennan Banks did. She did not have a good game in the field. A couple of throws got away and cost the Falcons some runs. But she did step up and take accountability for it. And the Lady Falcons will come back angry and prepared on Wednesday in the consolation bracket. They need a couple of wins to bring home that 5th-place finish, and it wouldn't surprise me if they can get it. But for tonight, it's a 6-0 loss, and we have the line score again. 6 runs, 10 hits for Trainer. 2 errors, both of them coming early in the game, and were inconsequential as far as the score goes. No runs, 3 hits, 4 errors for the Falcons. And they fall to 31-4 on the season. Trainer rises up to 26-5. We'll move on to the semifinals on Thursday. Good luck to the Trainer Cardinals. We would like to thank our sponsors for bringing you tonight's ball game: Community First Credit Union, Wayne County Hospital, Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola, Bingham Construction, Wayne County Farm Bureau, and John Fry and his staff, B&D Auto in Humiston, Hammer Medical Supply, Neeson Pharmacy in Corydon, the Sheraton Ford, Horton Floor Covering in Humiston, Barker Implement, your John Deere dealer with stores in Leon, Albion, Knoxville, and 5 other locations. Stay tuned. Coming up at 7 tonight, Sheraton takes on Pella Live Knoxville on Thunder Country KIIC. And we will wrap it up here from Harlan Rogers Field in Fort Dodge, where the Wayne Lady Falcons go down to the Trainer Cardinals 6-0. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Good night, everybody, from Fort Dodge. This has been Kevin Comer for the Wayne Falcons on Thunder Country KIIC.